and Gospel on KFUO on this Open Mic Friday on June the 30th in the year of our Lord 2017. Now, being an Open Mic Friday means you can take over the microphones by calling in. If you're in St. Louis, the number is 821-0850. Anywhere else in North America, 1-800-730-2727. And you can talk about anything that we spoke about this week. For example, we had a whole series of questions from a confirmation student. We also talked about, with Wes Reimnitz, a Supreme Court ruling in regard to Trinity Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. And so you're welcome to phone in on those subjects or anything else that might be on your mind. Today I'll be leaving right after the program because I have an 11 a.m. memorial service for Lee Denigman, who fell asleep in Jesus. And that'll be at 11 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Orchard Farm. By the way, we will not be live on July 3rd and 4th. KFUO will still be on the air, and we'll have some programming during my time. But due to the holiday, we won't be back till Wednesday. So our schedule is going to be changed a little bit. Normally, Wednesday's an Insight Wednesday, but next Wednesday, we'll be looking at the readings for the following Sunday, followed by Thursday, Rumination Thursday with Wes Reimnitz, and then again, Open Mic Friday. So if you have any questions, 821-0850, toll free, 1-800-730-2727. In the meantime, I want to talk a little bit about Proverbs. Proverbs. Why do you want to talk about that? Well, I was hearing on another radio station that isn't Lutheran that Proverbs is to be understood as kind of a moralistic book telling you how you are to behave before God. And I really disagree with that. It definitely does have information about the will of God, but it is primarily a book that can only be understood from a law and gospel perspective. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, when you go through the book of Proverbs, just don't look at what God is saying about how you are to live your life. He's really describing a difference between those who live under the law and those who live under the gospel. And what do we mean by that? Well, you've heard me for 20 years here on KFUO. Living under the law means that you try and obey the will of God because that's the path to heaven. Living under the gospel means you trust in the promises of Jesus as the path to heaven. So a lot of the Proverbs make a distinction not just between the will of God against the will of God, but really here's how believers are acting, here's how unbelievers are acting. So let's just take any Proverbs at all. Proverbs chapter 11 we'll look at. It's very interesting how each verse can be divided into law and gospel. The first verse, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Now, you have to have a little bit of the background here. What are they talking about, a false balance? Well, it's the way that you weigh items. And if you have a balance that's off just a little bit, that's an abomination to the Lord because you're making more money. You're stealing from the other person. I read an article that I was surprised at, that when you get gasoline, the pump only needs to be within, I think it was 0.5% accuracy. In other words, if it says you got 10 gallons, you might have only got 9.8 gallons, or you could have gotten 10.2 gallons. and the government allows that miscalculation as part of what we're talking about here. So what we're looking at is a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. But a proper balance where the person's selling items that they're not stealing, that's appropriate. That's okay. Numbers here are 821-0850, toll-free 1-800-730-2727. So, let's look at verse 2 of Proverbs 11. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with the humble is wisdom. You see, this isn't talking about a moralistic way of living. It's talking about if you're prideful, then watch out. Disgrace can follow. I've said this a lot of times, that God not only has laws in nature that cannot be broken or else you have evil consequences. For example, if you jump out of a third-story window, even though you believe you can fly, guess what? The law of gravity is going to take over and you're going to fall down and hurt yourself. There are similar laws, so to speak, or consequences to evil behavior or unbelief. And with pride, then comes disgrace. How many people have we seen who are very prideful in their work, and then their life begins to fall apart, and they are disgraced? But with the humble is wisdom. Now, what does that mean? The word wisdom really refers to the way God thinks. And when a person is humble, which if we're talking about in the spiritual level, they recognize that they're a sinner and that their sin is such that they deserve nothing but temporal and eternal punishment. Then will come wisdom that you can't get out of that sin. You can't pay for it. You can't merit your way to heaven. But the wisdom, remember, Jesus is referred to as wisdom. And therefore, as you are humble and confess your sins, then comes the wisdom that God is the one who's taking care of you. Whereas when you're prideful, like some of the Pharisees were, thank God that we're not like those tax collectors because we do this, we do that, we do this, then comes disgrace from God's point of view. So we need to analyze these verses, not just in the sense of, well, this is good, this is bad, but from a long gospel point of view. Verse 3, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them. Now, you may say, wait a minute, I know people who are treacherous and they haven't been destroyed. So what does this mean? Remember, anytime you read the Bible, you need to be reading it from God's point of view. And what does that mean? From God's point of view, he is saying the integrity of the upright guides them. What does integrity mean? It means to be true to the Word of God. And when you are true to the Word of God, you are guided by that. In fact, remember, there's three uses to the law. Only three uses that God makes of the law. The first use, of course, is with the government, where the government curbs wickedness. So the government doesn't care what your motivation is. All the government cares is that what you're doing is correct outwardly. The other two uses of the law are for the church. The first use of the law is to show you that you are a sinner. That's a very, very important use, because unless you know you're a sinner, you're really not interested in the forgiveness of sins. But the third use of the law is simply to reveal the will of God for you. And that will of God comes about by listening to the Word of God. There are some people who think that we don't have to listen to the laws of the Bible anymore when we are considering morality, because the Bible's old and we need to update it, so we don't believe anymore what the Bible says about certain laws. We make our own laws. Well, that's the crookedness of the treacherous, and it will destroy you. Because what happens when you go against God's morality, negative consequences begin to occur. I mean, it's not unusual to realize two things, I'll say. The one is the divorce rate for married couples who live together prior to marriage is much higher than the divorce rate of those who do not live together prior to marriage. That's the one point I want to make. And the second point is one that I made at the Bible study last night, where I made the point, very simply, that in all my years of experience, when I have to counsel a family, a husband, wife, children, etc., that are really having problems, I can probably count on each hand the number of times I've had to do that with a family that attends church every Sunday. It just rarely happens that where the parents are bringing their children to church and Sunday school, where the church is preaching the Word of God properly and administering the sacraments rightly, rarely is there much need for counseling. Which reminds me, last night, and I know that they're listening to the program today, there was a couple at the Bible study. They're not members of Trinity, but we welcome anybody coming to the Bible study at Trinity Orchard Farm. And they had a son who is moving into an area and wanted to know the closest church. The closest church is actually one in Wildwood. The pastor is Steve Reardon. In fact, he was a former field worker of mine, which means he was a seminarian, and he was actually a member of my congregation, and he field worked under another one of my members, David Pelsu, at Reformation right now. But Steve's in Wildwood, and his phone number, if you want to phone him to talk about your son, is 636-273-6239. Now, that's the number of the church, and a lot of times Steve is out visiting or whatever, so just leave a message there, and he'll phone you back. Pastor Steve Reardon, 636-273-6239. And that's the closest church where your son is moving to. Excellent church, a traditional liturgy, and Pastor Reardon really has a knack at being able to preach from a law gospel point of view. All right, let's look at verse 4 of Proverbs 11. Now, if anyone wants to phone with a question, 821-0850, or toll-free anywhere in North America, 1-800-730-2727. And when you phone, you are willing to go on the radio and ask your question. If you just want to ask a question, just email me at lawandgospel@lawandgospel101.com. All right, verse 4. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. How can that be more clear that that's talking from a law and gospel point of view? On the day that you fall asleep, that you leave this veil of tears, and we're going to be talking about that with Lee in the memorial service at 11 a.m., her riches do not profit anything on that day in which she died. God doesn't look at her and say, oh, wow, she's a rich woman or she's not a rich woman. It doesn't matter what you own. It really doesn't matter what you do when you're here on earth. It will not profit you in the day of wrath. Because what alone gets you to heaven? Righteousness. Now, the problem is the world, when it hears the word righteousness, it automatically thinks about good works. But that's not what God talks about. He's talking about a person who is righteous where sin is no longer recognized by God. Well, how can that be when every one of us is a sinner? Christianity is the only religion in the world that teaches that God recognizes you as righteous while you are still a sinner. Well, how can that be? Because what Christ has done is he was totally righteous when he was here on earth. He obeyed every law. That righteousness of Christ is now transferred to you through faith. From God's point of view, every believer is righteous in his sight because you are wearing the robe of righteousness. So it doesn't matter what your works were, how good you were, how rich you were. Proverbs is very clear. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath. See, that's those who live under the law, thinking, look at how rich I have become because of all the good I've done. But righteousness delivers from death. Do you notice how in each verse, there's a law teaching and there is a gospel teaching? Verse 5, the righteousness of the blameless keeps his way straight, but the wicked falls by his own wickedness. That's something I was already mentioning, that God has put into place negative consequences for those who are not righteous in his sight. When you are wicked, you will fall by your own wickedness. That's just a truth from the Bible, and that's how God regards reality. Whereas the righteousness of the blameless keeps his way straight. Notice that the Christian is blameless. In fact, I've often said that the definition of forgiveness is that God is no longer holding you accountable for your sin. That's what blameless means. That from God's point of view, he holds his son responsible for your sin. Verse 6, the righteousness of the upright delivers them, but the treacherous are taken captive by their lust. Now, here's a great distinction in law and gospel between the believer and the unbeliever. The righteousness of the upright delivers them. You see, we're going to make a point in the sermon that Lee is definitely in heaven through faith in Jesus Christ because she received the righteousness of Christ. And in receiving that righteousness of the Christ, she is delivered, therefore, from hell. Whereas the treacherous are taken captive by their lust. You see, the treacherous, no matter what you do, even if you do a good work, you do it with a motivation of lust. What's a different way of talking about lust? Because a lot of times we think of lust as something that's always sexual. No, it's not. It means that you're doing something out of self-interest. You're looking to yourself. And therefore, that is the true definition of lust. It is impossible for an unbeliever ever to do good work except out of self-interest, out of lust. Because the only other way that God considers a proper good work with proper motivation is through faith in Jesus Christ. And unbelievers reject Jesus Christ as their Savior. So there's no way that they can ever do a good work with proper motivation. Now, in the temporal realm, unbelievers do a lot of good works, like they may help feed the poor or give shelter to the homeless. God does reward them for that, but it isn't that that is rewarded because it's no longer sin. No, it's still sin because of the motivation. And that's what really takes care of everything in that area. So next time you read Proverbs, take a look at that, and you'll find very interesting how that works. At this time, we'll just go to the phone lines and talk to Mike. Mike, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
You were talking about, I think it was Wednesday, about where somebody said, or at least they implied through their question, that God should have killed Satan right away instead of allowing him to go on.
Yes.
Well, you know, they probably were right when they said that, because God probably wanted to get his better judgment when he when he didn't kill Satan, because I have it right here. It's in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 5, and it says, "Is it not to the angels that he has subjected the world to come?" In other words, the angels are ruling the world now, and it also says, let's see, I hope I can find it.
Oh, boy.
Well, anyway, it says, it's in Corinthians, here it is, it's in Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3, it says, "Do you not know that we will judge the angels?" So God gave the angels, he let the angels rule the world just to show that they can't rule the world. So probably the right thing was to actually just kill Satan right on the spot.
Well, I think Satan was put to death, because remember, when God says to Adam and Eve, "In the day that you sin, you will surely die," they did die spiritually. And so also did Satan. When he as an angel went wicked, he died spiritually, and therefore he is the living dead, as even Jesus talks about the Pharisees, the walking dead.
Well, yeah, but even with like Adam and Eve, I mean, it says in this day you will die, but a day can mean 1,000 years, and I think Adam only lived to be 930 years old.
So, yeah, but in that context, that would have meant the very moment that they sinned, they died, not 1,000 years.
Well, I don't know. You can't really say that, though.
Oh, I just did.
I know you did.
Yes. I was quite capable of saying things, Mike.
What I mean is if...
I understand your point, and
okay.
I do appreciate your call. Thank
all
you
right,
very much.
Right.
Mike has some good points every now and then, and what he's trying to say is God should have killed Satan. My point is Satan did die, because what is death? Revelation talks about the two kinds of death. There's physical death, but then there's also spiritual death, which means separation from God. What God did for Adam and Eve is that when they sinned, they died. Remember, they went and hid in bushes. So they stayed away from God, and that was death. What God did in Genesis 3:15, he promised a Savior who would come to bring them back from death. And that's what he did. So when Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," he's not talking about the life in the sense of just resurrection. He's talking about the life that you receive when, through faith in Jesus Christ, you believe his promises. You now have life. And that life is because of your relationship to Jesus Christ. So I appreciate Mike's call. And yeah. How many times does something bad happen and you wish you had never done it, or when something occurs and you wish you could get rid of it, you wish it would die or something, but it doesn't. But as a Christian, you need not have any fear. The mighty fortress is our God, the hymn. One little word can fell him. He's dead. The deed is done. So Satan really has no power over the Christian. We'll be doing the funeral today at 11, and then on Sunday, will be preaching at 8 and 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Orchard Farm. It's just out there on Highway 94. You go across 370, get off at the first exit, turn left and go 4 miles, and there you'll see the school and then the church. And we also have a Bible study at 9:30, services at 8 and 10:30. And we will not be here Monday and Tuesday because of the July 4th holiday, but we will be back on Wednesday, which normally is an Insight Wednesday, but because of the holiday, we'll take it to talk instead about the readings for the following Sunday. And then Wes Reimnitz will be with us on Thursday, God willing. I'm Tom Baker. You want to email me, longgospel@longgospel101.com. God bless.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday at this time on Worldwide KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email lawandgospel@lawandgospel101.com. Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.